Zakt the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Megillah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. There is a very severe tumah, which the Pasuk explains in Parshas Metzaydeh, Kapitel Tes Vav. The Pasuk says, Ish ish ki yazav mi besaray, zoyvay tamehu. In what ways is the tumah of zav very severe? The tumah of a zav is like an avatumah. An avatumah is metama adam vekelim. Even Mishka v'mayshev. Mishka v'mayshev means that if a zav would lay down or sit down on something that is singled out for a bed or a chair, even if there were 10 blankets on tap and he's not touching it, everything becomes tama, even the one all the way at the bottom. And they all become an avatumah, to be metama adam and kelim. In order for a zav to become tahar, he needs zayin nekiyim, 7 clean days. You see, a person becomes a zav because there's something that comes out of him. So he needs 7 days to be tahar. If during these 7 days he once again has the tumah, he has to start counting all over again. He needs 7 clean days. After the 7 clean days, he has to toivel himself b'mayim chayim. That's more than a regular mikveh. It has to be like spring water, a mayim. And on the 8th day, he has to bring karbonis. Now, there are 3 different categories of a zav. A zav who saw this tumah only once. He's a little bit tummy. He has then of a rishon l'tum. He would only be metama food or drink, not a person or kelim. And he's only tummy one day. And in order for him to become tahar, he has to toivel himself and wait for the sun to set. That's it. That's for a zav that saw this tumah coming out of him only once. If a zav saw this tumah twice, then he has a din of a zav as we described earlier. He's an avatumah, and he has to count 7 clean days to become tahar. A zav that sees 3 times is also a zav gamur. He's also an avatumah. He also needs zayin nekiyim, 7 clean days. But in addition to that, on day number 8, he has to bring special karbonis. So, understanding all of this, let's begin our Mishnah. Masechtas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ein ben zav harayah shtei re'iyas. There is no difference between a zav that saw this tumah twice, l'rayah shalish, as opposed to a zav who saw it 3 times, ela karbon, only as it would pertain to a karbon. Both have the same level of tumah, both are an ava tumah. Both need zayin nekiyim, 7 clean days. Both have to toivel themselves not just in a regular mikveh, but in a source of water that is connected to the ground. The only difference is the karbon. Incidentally, that karbon would be shtei toirim or shnei b'nei yayna, one for an oila, one for a chatas, that has to be brought at the end of their tahara. The one who saw only twice counts 7 days, and he toivels himself in the mayan. And he's tar as soon as the sun sets. He can even eat kachem at night. The one who saw 3 times, he also, in addition to that, has to bring a karbon on the 8th day. And as long as he did not bring his karbon, he has a din of a mechusa kippurim. Mechusa kippurim means just that. He finished the tahara process, but he still has to bring a karbon. A mechusa kippurim cannot eat kachem. He can't enter the Ezras Yisrael, and of course, deeper than the Ezras Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, until he brings the necessary karbonis. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter. So we all know what a metzaira is. But there are really 2 types of metzairas. There's a metzaira musgar. That's when the kohen first sees the nega. It has the shear of a nega. It looks like one of the maris negayim. But he does not find an actual simen tumah. We'll soon see, b'ez Hashem, what the simoni tumah are. But right now, he's kind of on hold. The kohen says this could be a nega, but I'm not sure yet. It could be a real mitzvah, but I'm not 100% sure yet. That's what the kohen tells this person. He locks him up in a house for 7 days. And he waits to see what's going to be with this nega at the end of the 7 days. During this time period, he is called a mitzvah musgar. Literally, he's locked. As far as the halachis of tumah are concerned, he has the same din as a mitzvah muchlet. What is a mitzvah muchlet? Let's say it's day number 7. The kohen takes another look at the nega, and he finds one of the 3 simanei tumah. So we're not going to get into the halachis of negaim now, but the 3 simanei tumah, I'm sure you remember them from Parshas Metzaydeh, is either 2 white hairs in the nega, or maybe the nega itself got bigger, or michya. Michya means in the nega there's healthy skin that doesn't have the mara. Well, whatever it is, if the kohen sees a sim and tumah, he's machlit. That means it's determined this person is a metzayda vadai. From that point and on, he is called a metzayda muchlit until he is healed, and he goes through the process of tahara. During the days of hezger, and during the days of hechlit, that means the kohen, again waiting to see what's going to be, or even after it was determined that he is unfortunately a metzayda, the din is the same. Like the zav, they're in avatum, and they're metama, bein b'maga or bein b'masa, whether they touch something or carry something without touching. Another tumah that they would have is, that is that they are metama, any person that enters into a oil where they find themselves. You also have to send him out from any city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, like the Mishnah explains in Masechtas Kehilah. But there is a difference between that. Once again, Zakta Mishnah, Ein bein metzayda muzgar, le metzayda muchlet. There's no difference between the metzayda muzgar and the metzayda muchlet, as we just explained, in regard to all those halachais, ella, with the exception of priya ufrima. What's priya ufrima? The pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, capital Yud Gimel, pasuk Mem He, Vatzerua asher boi hanega, and the person with tzeras in whom there is this nega. Begodov yiu ferumim, his clothes have to be ripped. Veroishai ye ferua, and the hair of his head, you have to let it grow. Pasuk goes on to say v'yalsofam yate, he has to cover his lips. V'tamei tamei yikra, and he has to call out tamei tamei. He has to warn people to stay away from him. They shouldn't become tamei. The Gemara in Masechtas Moed Katan says another reason for this is that he should inform others of his great anguish, so that they should be mispalel for him. Now our Mishnah is saying that only the muchlet is chayav bepriya ubeprima. Again, priya means to let all the hair of his body grow, and prima is he has to rip his begotten the same way Rachmana Litzlan and Oval has to. And the Mishnah concludes, Ein bein tohar mitach hezger, litohar mitach hechlit, elateglachas vitziparim. Let's explain. When the Mitzayda wants to be Mitayr himself, he has to bring two birds. He has to shave off all of his hair, twice actually, once on the first day of the Tahara process, and a second time on the seventh day. But this is only for the Mitzayda Muchlit. The Mitzayda Muzger, and again, the Kohen sees the Naga, doesn't have the Simani Tumah yet, locks him up for 7 days. When he comes out, suppose the Kohen looks and says, it got less. The Naga became smaller. That's one of the ways he would become Tahar. So, he's just Tahar. He doesn't need to bring birds, he doesn't need to shave. That's what the Tana means. Ein bein, there's no difference between the Mitzayda Tahar. In other words, a Mitzayda who is becoming Tahar mitach hezger, where the Kohen simply looks at it and says, it's okay, you're good to go. The nega has gotten smaller. Sometimes he'll lock him up a second time and he says the nega hasn't gotten any bigger, but whatever the case may be, he does not become a Mitzayda. He's free to leave. So there's no difference, again, let's say the words of the Mishnah again, Ein bein Mitzayda Tahar. There's no difference in a Mitzayda who is becoming Tahar mitach hezger, Litar, as opposed to a Mitzayda who is becoming Tahar mitach hechlit, after Bezna already made him a Mitzayda muchlit. Ella, the only difference is Tiglachas v'tziparim. The Tahar mitach hechlit, he requires the shavings and the birds that have to be brought, and the Tahar mitach hezger does not have to do it. The Gemara, however, is medayik. In regard to this, there's no difference. But in regard to tefillah, both are the same. Both would require tahara in a mikvah. Okay, so in our Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, we learned the sixth Ein Bein. Should we quickly chazer over the first five? The first one was Ein Bein Adr Harishain LaAdr HaSheini Elakriya Samagila Matanas LiAvyayinim. Do you remember the second one? It was Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos ElaEchol Nefesh Bulvad. Do you remember the third one? It was Ein Bein Shabbos LiYom HaKippurim. Ela Shezeh, Shabbos is a Dainer B'nei Adam, a Chiyuv Skila, Bezeh, and Yom Kippur, B'mezid B'hasra, is Zidayna B'karis. a Shabbos also. It's only b'mezid b'asra that they're skill. You remember the fourth Ein Bein? It was Ein Bein hamudr hanam echaveri l'mudr mimenu maicho. The difference would be drisa saregel. V'keilim she'ein oisin ben oichel nefesh. Do you remember the fifth Ein Bein? It was Ein Bein nidarim l'nidavos. Other than nidarim, which is when he says a lie, he's chayiv in their achrayas if it's lost or stolen. In the case of nidava, where he says that a zu, he's not responsible if it's lost or stolen. The sixth Ein Bein, that was in our Mishnah. We said there's no chilek between a zav that sees this tumma twice, or a zav who sees it three times. Both have the chumrais, in terms that whatever they touch becomes tumma. Even Adam the Kalim, they have a din of an ava tumma. Same is true if they sit or lay on something that is miyuchid, for either laying upon or sitting upon, even if there are 10 blankets there. Both require 7 days of counting, clean days, and tefillah b'mayim chayim. Remember what that means? Not just in a regular mikvah. It has to be a mayim. The only chilek between the zav, haroya shteirias, and the zav, who sees three, is whether on the eighth day, he also has to bring a carb. And we have the seventh Ein Bein, that there's no chilek between a metzayra musgar. Metzayra musgar means, where the kohen sees at the beginning of the nega, the sheer nega, it has the color of one of the Nagoyim, but he didn't find a simen tumah yet. Two white hairs in the middle, or a michya, healthy flesh in the middle. So the din is the kohen locks him up in the house for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, he checks to see. If a simen tumah developed, he becomes a metzayra muchlet. If it got smaller, he's free to go. If it stayed the same and no simen tumah developed, it locks him up for another week. And here, if it stays the same, he's also free to go. That's called a metzayra musgar. So our Mishnah is telling us, both in regard to the Metzayda Muzger and the Metzayda Mukhlet, both are in Avatum, they're Metama Bein Bemaga U Bein Bemasa, whether they touch something or they carry something without touching. Both are Metama Bebiya, that means they're in a tent, anyone that comes into that tent becomes Tame. Both have to be sent outside of the wall, if it's a city that was surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun in Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember if we stressed that when we learned the Mishnah, only in Eretz Yisrael. The difference is prio prima. Prio means that he has to let his hair grow. And prima, that he has to rip his garment like an oval, that only the mukhlet is chayiv to do, not the musgar. The eighth Ein Bein had to do with the tahara of the mitzayra. The tahara of the mitzayra mukhlet requires tziparim, the birds, and tiglachas, and shaving. The musgar does not need neither the tiglachas or the tziparim. But as we explained, both of them would require tefillah, tahara in a mikvah.